USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden set to meet today at the White House with the German Chancellor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Reaction continuing to come in from Republican lawmakers after the RNC votes to censure two members on Friday.
The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. Reacting to what happened, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation said those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted. He also slammed the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates from across the rotunda. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
New Jersey mask mandates in schools will end the second week of March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The fundraising platform GoFundMe reversed the decision to redistribute money given by thousands of donors to the Canadian Freedom Convoy protesting COVID-19 regulations. GoFundMe froze the convoy's official campaign on Friday, claiming the convoy was violent and unlawful. At first, GoFundMe asked donors to submit refund forms and promised to donate to charities any money not properly returned. All of this has Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz crying foul.
Well, listen, it is theft on the part of GoFundMe. Let me say the Canadian truckers are heroes. They are patriots, and they are marching for your freedom and for my freedom. They are those truck drivers that, God bless them, they're defending Canada, but they're defending America as well. That is courage on display, that the government doesn't have the right to force you to comply to their arbitrary mandates. And they're standing up for freedom, and of course, big government hates it and is trying to crush them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Two big players in the discount airline industry are merging. Spirit and Frontier will merge operations in a deal valued at $6.6 billion. Combined, the two airlines will have about 5% market share while making more than 1,000 daily flights to 145 destinations in 19 countries. The merger not expected to lead to any layoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.